inside the 80th minute against Manchester City. This was the moment where Arsenal could have won that game against Manchester City. And it's important to note and remember what happened at Villa Park. So we will possibly come back to this image. So welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match preview for Manchester City v Aston Villa. We're going to have a deep dive into Manchester City's tactics. We're going to do Aston Villa's predicted lineup, and then we're going to have a look at some of the stats of what's been happening previously in our encounters with Manchester City, and also have a look at some of their styles of play as well. How am I feeling towards the game? Excited. Really excited. Again, like Unai spoke a couple of days ago, it's an opportunity. There's no pressure on Aston Villa. And it's a game that I think we can get something out of this game. I think I'm not going to the Etihad thinking we're going to lose. I'm not thinking it's going to be a long night. I'm going there thinking, why not? Why not believe in our team? Why not think that we can get something out of this game? We've already beat Manchester City once this season. And we didn't just beat them. We didn't just smash and grab it. We didn't defend for our lives. We didn't ride our luck at times. We absolutely battered Manchester City at Villa Park. The possession was brilliant. The counter-attacking football was brilliant. The chances that we created were amazing. Individual performances. And Unai Emery did a number on Pep Guardiola. And why can't we do it again? Manchester City, coming off the back of that game against Arsenal, are going to now be thinking it's quite difficult for them to win the league now. It's not in Manchester City's hands anymore to win that league. Liverpool are holding the biggest advantage, and also Arsenal now hold an advantage as well. So Manchester City are now looking for the other two teams to drop points. And I think we can go there with a style, with an identity, and with a game plan. I don't think it's going to be as easy as probably what it was last time, because last time we pressed them. We were very, very aggressive on our press. Can we go there and be that aggressive on the press? I don't really think so. But we've got massive, massive weapons that can really hurt this Manchester City side. So we'll take a look now at the Manchester City setup, how they played against Arsenal, how are they playing at the minute, and then we'll try and break down how Aston Villa can expose Manchester City. So it's a little bit more of a tactical one. We've done these this season, done it against Spurs, done it against Brighton, and you really enjoyed it. So let's get stuck into it. And let's have a little look at Manchester City. So Manchester City's formation, very unique, very fluid. A lot of players moving around into different areas. But the one thing that I'll speak about to start with is that Aston Villa have been signing a lot of defenders. We've been signing defenders. We've been signing fullbacks. And there's a reason for it. Because Aston Villa's system fundamentally starts with our defenders. Manchester City's system fundamentally starts with their defenders. With John Stones out, with Walker out, potentially with Ake out, that is a big blow. And it's a big blow because that's where their system starts from, just like Aston Villa. I think in the past, you know, fans of football teams, maybe in the 90s and etc., and early 2000s and the 80s, it's all about wingers, strikers, attacking players, you know, pace, power. But now we're starting to see the formation of defenders going into midfield, a big part on the keepers, and then everything else is a little bit more fluid and moves forward. And we're seeing an integration of defenders actively having more of the ball. So Manchester City, this was predominantly against Arsenal. So what we saw was Gvardiol actively acting as a winger, making up that front five. Then what we see is Akanji moving across slightly. We saw Diaz moving across. So Diaz was their central defender. And then Luis moving across slightly as well. So they start with that three back on build-up. But what we saw against Arsenal was Akanji and Ake were moving slightly forward. And it was Kovacic that was making up that back three. Now, then what happens is we'll have midfielders moving into attacking areas. Foden moves in a little bit more central. Gvardiol offers the width on that left-hand side. Silva sometimes will come into these central areas, but actively acts as a winger as well. We've got De Bruyne picking up the pockets in these spaces as well. So in essence, Man City play with that front five. Then what they'll do is they'll overcommit players into these advanced areas when they've got territorial advantage, and then they become a two-back. So in essence, it becomes a 2-3-5. That's Manchester City's formation and system in a nutshell. If it's not Lewis holding back, then it'll potentially be Akanji, and then you've got players moving into these areas, and then it'll look something similar to this. So their full-backs go into midfield, and that's where they get their attacking outlet on that left-hand side, and then they'll be leaving that two-back. So when they're leaving that two-back, a little bit like Spurs, the image that I showed you at the start, let's go back to it, is how we can expose Manchester City. And we saw this in the first game at Villa Park when we were absolutely fantastic. We were quick, we were aggressive on the press. Our press was absolutely fantastic against Manchester City. And that's where we started to get a lot of joy in that game against Manchester City at home. Now, if I want to break down and have a look at how you can beat Manchester City, then we'll go back to the game that Aston Villa played when we beat Man City. So Aston Villa's press was very, very aggressive. But what we were very, very good at, and again, we'll speak about this when we do the predicted lineup in a second, was Aston Villa's central defenders playing that ball into our wide midfielders. The midfielders that were either side of the double pivot were absolutely exceptional in this game. Here we can see a ball from Pau Torres that has been fizzed in to John McGinn. Now, John McGinn, absolutely unreal, turns it and plays a ball into Leon Bailey. So this ball goes into Leon Bailey, ball over the top. And look what we've been able to do here. We've been able to expose Man City's defence with that 2v2. And that is something that I think we're going to be seeing again, because we know Man City are going to be playing slow and intricate. We know that they're going to have quite a lot of the ball. They're going to have a territorial advantage. We know Aston Villa are a possession-based football side. So if we play our possession-based football and can find those passes and we can expose this defence, then I think it's going to be absolutely amazing for Aston Villa. Here we've got Aston Villa's goal. So we've got Diego Carlos. The exact same move that happened when I've just showed you that image, just ball fizzed in through the lines, a brave pass that is splitting two Manchester City players. Yuri Tielemans plays a little flick on to Leon Bailey. And again, we've got into that area where we've exposed the Manchester City defence. Their midfield is out of the picture and Aston Villa have a 2-on-3. And we managed to score from that movement there. So for Aston Villa, we can already see areas in which Aston Villa can expose Manchester City on transition with our pace, with our power. And got to be brave. We were brave the last time and we've got to be brave this time as well. So let's have a look at some of the stats on Taylor the game, and then we'll go into the predicted lineup and we'll have a little bit more of a closer look on players and areas that I think Aston Villa can try and expose this Manchester City team then. So head-to-head record, not good reading, is it? It's not good reading. I don't think it's going to be good reading, is it? Because of the Man City dominance that they've had over us for a number of years. 47 games played, 29 wins for Man City, 10 draws and 8 wins for Villa. We've only got 2 away wins and they've got 19 home wins over us. The record previously, not too bad. A 1-1 for Villa, a 3-1 to Man City and a 1-0 to Aston Villa. This season, we are 4th and they are 3rd. We've got 18 wins, they've got 19. We've drawn 5, lost 7, they've lost 3. And they have drawn 7. If Villa beat Man City, we go 2 points behind Man City, which is crazy. We're scoring 2.1 and they're scoring 2.2. They're conceding 1 goal every game and we are conceding 1.4. If I'm looking at this slightly, 2-2, 2-2 draw maybe. We've got the form guide. Villa have got that loss to Tottenham in there. Man City's form, not so bad. 3 wins and 2 draws. And then here we have the style comparison. Man City do the slow and intricate better than everybody else. And Aston Villa are edging towards a slow and intricate as well. Here we have Aston Villa's dominance. So the blue is where Aston Villa are dominant in games. The red is where the opposition are dominant against Aston Villa. And the grey are contested areas. If we can have those contested areas against Manchester City, then again, we'll start to get a real good picture of how we can play. If we have the blue, then absolutely amazing. Because as you can see, Man City's, the blue is where Man City are dominant. The grey are contested and the red are where the opposition have most of the ball. And I think they're goal kicks as well. So, yeah, so we've got to be very, very good. We've got to be brave. So what I'll do, I'll move these players just out of the way for a second. And then we'll do the Villa predicted lineup then. And we'll have a look at how Villa can set up against Man City. So my team for this game is going to be as follows. I'm going to go with Emi Martinez in goal. And he's gonna have to have a big game, isn't he? You know that Man City are probably gonna create chances. We're gonna have to make sure we tight at the back, and I think make sure we tight at the back, limit their chances, and we should be okay. Right back, Ezri Konsa. Whether he's gonna be up against Gvardiol, Doku, Grealish. I'm more than happy to see Ezri Konsa in there. Pau Torres, possibly the best ball-playing defender currently that's going to be playing in this game. Very, very good. Absolutely unbelievable player for Aston Villa this season. Gets Villa ticking. He is so integral to the way that we play. And also Carlos. Carlos is very, very good against big physical strikers. So we saw it in the game against Man City at Villa Park, that these three were absolutely phenomenal. Left back, I am going to go with the left back in this game of Moreno. Moreno had a poor game for Villa at the weekend. And that's not a reason to drop him. Because, again, he's also key to offering that width for Aston Villa on that left-hand side. And we're going to need him. We're going to need his pace. We're going to need his dribbling ability. We're going to need him to get him into some advanced areas as well. So for me, Moreno starts this game. In the double pivot, we're going to have Youri Tielemans with Douglas Luiz. Douglas Luiz generally always plays pretty good against Manchester City as well. So we're going to go with Luiz in there. We are going to go with, on the left-hand side, he's going to be Morgan Rodgers. And I think Morgan Rodgers is going to have a big game for Villa as well. Leon Bailey is going to go wide right. And up top, we are going to have... Let's find him. Ollie Watkins and Moussa Diaby. So here we have the two teams lined up. So let's have a little look at what Villa need to do against Manchester City. So it's important that we win. We try and compete and win that midfield battle. That would be absolutely massive. It's important that when Manchester City are in build-up, that we are having players that are in and around Rodri. I think that's important from our front two to stop that ball going into Rodri. And it might be important that we play that similar sort of triangle that we normally do when we are facing teams that are having their goal kicks. So put Douglas Luiz on Rodri, the two either side to making up that little triangle there. And then what that will do is hopefully stop that ball going into Rodri. So that's important. I think that's important that we do that. Next up, I think what you're going to see is Gvardiol going forward, Foden playing in that pocket. So we'll have three players that will be in and around Foden. Silva will sometimes come inside. Lewis will move down there as well. So it will all be integrating, all be moving around. If it is Doku that comes in, you know, I'm happy with Konsa up against Doku. But for Villa, it's important that if they're all pressed, they're all going forward, they're all in these advanced areas, and they're leaving this little two back. Rodgers is important as well for helping out Moreno in that area as well. It is very, very important that Aston Villa get into these areas and we look like that. If we can leave the two up, then I think we've got the pace, the power to create some damage. We've got Bailey as well that can get into these areas. We know Gvardiol's going to want to go forward. So if whoever's sitting in here for Manchester City is going to have a job to contain these two live wires on this side as well. So I think the link up between Bailey and Diaby will be very, very important. It needs to be electric. We need to hold on to the ball well. We need to keep the ball. We need to make it stick when it goes up top as well. That's very, very important. If it's not Watkins and Watkins is out, then Duran has got a big job to hold on to the ball. And it's important that Duran is calm. It's important that he's calm and he's composed and he doesn't lose his head at times, because we are going to probably have to suffer a little bit in this game. And I back him to hold it up and to play in our wide players as well. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a game that we should embrace, a game that the players should be confident in, and a game that, you know, we're doing well. We're in a great, great position. We don't go to the Etihad thinking, oh, we've got Man City, we're going to lose. No, we impose ourselves. We try and play our game plan. We try and expose Man City again. We've done it once. We can do it again. So I'm pretty confident. You know, it's not borderline delusional. It's borderline, I'm backing my team. I believe in this team. And I believe that we can get something out of this game. Emery's already done Pep once this season. So why can't he do it again? I'm hearing so much noise still of, oh, Villa have still got to play Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool. They're tough games. Villa, blah, blah, blah. We've already beat two of them. We've already beat Man City and Arsenal this season. So Villa have got to have belief going into these games that we can do some damage against these teams. Like Emery said, we don't feel pressure. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for Villa to get another 3 points. And Man City, honestly, you know, I think they're a great team, but this season, for whatever reason, it hasn't quite happened for them in the league. They've sold Gundogan, got rid of Mahrez, and it's not quite been the same Man City. I've always felt this season that Man City were gonna get there. They were gonna have that purple patch, weren't they? They were going to have that period this season where they win 9-10 games in a row. And it's just not happened. And the clutch player for me, Gundogan, has left. And I feel like at times as well, when I was watching Man City against Arsenal, it felt like they were just waiting for De Bruyne to do something. It gets a little bit narrow at times. So everything was quite narrow. Arsenal allowed space to go out wide. And it felt like they were very reluctant to play that ball into the box. It feels to me that Man City are holding onto the ball for that 1-2 seconds too long. They're not finding Haaland quickly. They're waiting for De Bruyne to do something, that bit of magic. And I think that's culminating in them not looking as slick, not scoring as many goals. Haaland, again, his movement's okay. World-class finisher. But that's why I back Carlos to have a bit of muscle against him. So it's not just not quite ticking for Man City. They're not in that steamroller mode. So they're conceding goals. They're conceding a goal a game. So for me, who do I think is going to win this league? I think it's Liverpool. I think it's Liverpool. I look at their games and I watch them against Brighton, and they were very good second half against Brighton. So I think it's going to be Liverpool. Both teams have got to drop points for Man City to win the league, and I think it's going to be difficult. And I can see Man City dropping more points as well. You know, Man City are going to have to go on a massive run to win the league, but I can see them dropping points. So for Villa, it's been a very good weekend. Spurs won, so maybe not so good. Manchester United, again, like always, played crap and nearly won. This time, fair play, they didn't get it. So I'm thankful they didn't get it. Villa are 11 points clear of Manchester United. They've got a game in hand. So if they win, that goes down to 8. Goal difference, we've got 20-plus goals on them. Goes up to 9. That's 3 games. So it's in our hands over Manchester United. Spurs, that's going to go to the wire. You know, it's going to go to the wire. But we've just got to keep fighting. They've got a tough game against West Ham, away at West Ham. They're going to want a reaction after that Newcastle game to Derby. So I think West Ham have already beaten once this season as well. So there's going to be plenty of twists, plenty of turns. But I back my team, and I'm confident in our team. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. A little bit of a tactical one. Hopefully you've liked my lineup. So in the comment section down below, let me know what you think of my lineup. Smash a like, subscribe to the channel. Up the Villa.